Yeah, we're holding Daf Lamed Vav. So we're still in the middle of Shailas, and now Mishnah says Halacha here that on Yom Tif, if you have wheat or barley on top of your roof, and you have a window there, you're allowed to throw the barley down the window into the house. If you see rain is coming, you're afraid the rain will ruin your wheat, you're allowed to have this tircha of throwing it down that ruba into your house, because it's not such a tircha. Now the Gemara had a suffix, how much are you allowed to throw down? 5, 4, 6, how many bundles are you allowed to throw down? So Gemara wanted to bring a raya from the Gemara on Shabbos, and the Gemara said from the Gemara on Shabbos there's no raya to hear. Over there was a special heter because it was L'Sorech Beis HaMedrash, or L'Sorech Orchim, or there were Shabbos, therefore they were matter to Mafanin, Abo V'Chomesh Kupos. But it could be in our Mishnah, then they're not matter so much. So the kids of the Gemara wasn't poshut exactly how much tircha, how many bundles are allowed to throw down on Yom Tif from your roof into your house. So that was one shalat we weren't poshut yet. Now the Gemara says, Hosam Tanan. Over there we learn, so Rashi says, Kloimar V'Yoid Shailo Acheres. I have another question now. Another question we could ask. We learned over there, Avoloya Soitzer. You're not allowed to start filling cleaning out the Oitzer. What does that mean, Avoloya Soitzer? If you have a warehouse where you're storing a lot of bundles, you can't clean out the warehouse on Shabbos. Even for the purpose of Mefanin, that you want to have a base of Medrash there, or you want to have guests, you have guests over your house now, you need an extra room, you can't clean out the warehouse for your guests. Now, V'yomar Shmuel explained there, Ma'i Avoloya Soitzer, what does it mean that on Shabbos you can't clean out your warehouse? Avoloyigmar Soitzer Kula, that's what I meant to say. You can't empty it out completely. In other words, let's say you only had 4 bundles there. That's all. You can't take all 4 bundles out of the Beis Soitzer, out of the warehouse. So, Rashi explains, Shloyigmar Soitzer, Imloyoyisham Elo Aboy Chomesh Kupas. Let's say you only had 4 or 5 bundles there. That was the Mishnah in Hamafanin by Shabbos, that if you had more than that, then you're allowed to clean out 4 or 5 bundles you're allowed to. But let's say you only had 4 or 5 bundles, then you're not allowed to clean it all out. You can't clean the room out completely. Rashi explains why. Because then you're going to uncover the floor. We're afraid maybe on the floor of the warehouse, you're going to find out there's going to be a hole there. Or Meshavula, and you come to smooth out the hole, will be an Issa from Binyan. So therefore, to clean out the base Soitzer completely, that there's nothing left, even if there's only 4 or 5 bundles left over, you're not allowed to clean it out on Shabbos. So that's the halacha there by Mefani. So now we have the question, what's the halacha in our Mishnah here by Yom Tif? That it says, Mashilun Peros Derech Haruba B'Yom Tif. If you have your wheat or your barley storing on top of your roof, and you see the rain is going to come, you're allowed to empty them down, throw it down the window into your house. How much can you empty down? Can you empty out the whole roof, even though you come to the floor of the roof? Or maybe no, you can't empty it out completely. Just like by Shabbos, you can't empty it out completely. Maybe in our Mishnah also, you're not allowed to empty it out completely. So that's the Shiloh. So Mara says, Dilma, Mara says, Avoloya Soitzer, Avoloyigmara Soitzer Kuloi, because Dilma also Lashvuya Gumas. Maybe when you come to the bare floor, you'll see there's a hole there, and you come to smooth out the hole, which is an Issa Binyan. So, Hochimai, what's the halacha in our Mishnah by Yom Tov? Hosamu b'Shabbos, over there we're talking about on Shabbos, the Osam Mishum the Chomer. Over there the Rabbanan did not want you to empty out the warehouse completely, because there we're afraid if you do the malacha of Ashva Gumais, of smoothing out the hole, it's an Issa Shabbos Yechayiv Misa, it's a Chomer the Kisa. Ava Yom Tov the Kil, Shapadami. But Yom Tov, if you do the malacha, it's only a lava on Yom Tov, it's a Kil. So therefore, maybe the Rabbanan didn't make this chash, they're not afraid, maybe you come to smooth out the floor. So maybe by Yom Tov, it's mut even to clean out the whole roof. Oy Dilma, maybe no. Hosam diyika bito beis medrash amar toloi. Hocho deleka bito beis medrash lekoshkein. Like a kavachoyma. Madach over there by Shabbos. What's the purpose to clean out? You want to clean them out. Both the purposes is, you want to clean it out to have a beis medrash. You have no place to learn, and you want to have a room to learn, you want to clean out the room to learn in. And still we say for such a big purpose of learning, we don't let you clean out the whole room completely, you have to leave something left over. So over here in our Mishnah of Yom Tov, we're not talking about cleaning out the roof for learning purposes. Sam, you want to clean it out to save yourself money, maybe they weren't mad to you. Hey, just like by Shabbos, they did not say you clean out the whole bare floor. Here also, you're not allowed to clean out the whole roof. So maybe we have a Shiloh. And now Mishnah, if you only have a few bundles there, are you allowed to throw them all down into the house and clean out the whole roof? More applies by a suffix. Doesn't like another shayla. And now Mishnah we learned, you're allowed to throw down the wheat and the barley you have stored on top of your roof. You're allowed to throw it down through the window and the roof into the house on Yom Tov. Even though it's a tircha involved, you have to bother doing it. But the Rabbanu and Meikel, it's not that much tircha since the window is right there on the roof itself. You just have to like throw it down, it's mutter. Now, the Yom Rav Nachman, learned in our Mishnah, Loishonu el b'yosi agag. It's only mutter if the window is on your roof. In other words, you have the barley and wheat stored on top of your roof. And on top of your roof itself, there's the window there. I just open the window and throw it down. That's mutter to do on Yom Tov. Avo migag lagag loy. Let's say on your roof, there's no window on your roof to throw it down. You have to walk over to your neighbor's roof, and there's a window into his house. So you want to throw down the wheat on top of your roof into your neighbor's house. That's awesome. Even though there's no shtal of hoitzor, migag lagag on top of your you'll need a neriv, you'll have to carry from one gag to another gag. But pashtun means there's too much tircha involved, too much bother. This bother of picking it up and throwing it down, the Rabbanu will only make an al mishnah where the roof is on, where the window is in your roof. But where the window is only in your neighbor's roof, there's too much tircha involved, you're not allowed to do it. V'tanya na mihoch, look like this also in the braisa, ein metaltalin migag lagag. Even in the case where both roofs are equal, you don't have to go up or go down. The mamash to the same level, the two roofs, still you're not allowed to carry the wheat from your roof to your friend's roof. Even though the friend has the window, you want to lower it down his window, that's too much tircha. The only matter now mishnah if the window is by your roof. On your roof, you're allowed to lower it down. So that's what we learned here in our mishnah of in Yom Tov. Now, hosamai. What's going to be the loch over there by Shabbos? Is Kol Shechein Shabbos the Chamira? One svar is, since Shabbos is more Chamor, the idea to do Moloch is, there's a Chiyah Skila involved, Chiyah Misa, so Mela we should be more Machme for sure, you're not allowed to Mimfanin from one house to another house. Or Dilma maybe, Hochu the Yosem Mishum Yom Tov the Kil, the Yosel is the Zulze Beit, the svar we had before. Only over here by Yom Tov, since even if you do a Moloch on Yom Tov, it's only allowed. You don't get Misa. So Melech will be, if we'll allow you to carry from one gag to another gag, maybe you'll be mazalzel and do other Yisurim also. Avo Shabbos, the Chamira, Mashenken Shabbos, the Mohammed to people. Like people know not to do Melechus on Shabbos because there's a Chiyav Misa involved. If you do a Melech, you Chayav Misa. So Melech lo yosel is a Zulebo. People will not come to be mazalzel to make it lenient your Shabbos. They won't say if we have a right to carry out, so we want to empty out this Beis Oitzim. We have guests coming to the house on Shabbos, or we need a room to learn in, and our room here is full of stuff. I want to clean out the room. So the Rabbanu will make us to clean it out. How far can clean the stuff out to the next house or not? Could be maybe by Shabbos we'll make it even to go to the next house. Because on Shabbos, since the Dum Malach is more Chomer, the Rabbanu will make it. Abu Shabbos the Chamira, V'lo Yosel is Zazul Zebar, Shapadami. Maybe you'll have to carry out even to another house. Oy Dilma, maybe no. Madok like in our Mishnah Yom Tov. Here you want to save your barley and wheat from the rain. You don't want it to ruin it. There's a question of losing your peris hefset mamon. Still, the Rabbi Mishnah only says, you're not allowed to carry it from one roof to another roof to save your peris. Hossam over there by Shabbos. Teleka hefset peris. There's not a question of losing money. It's only a question you want to have a room to give to your guests. Or to learn Torah, lekoshchein, like for sure maybe you're not allowed to carry from one room to another room. So maybe the Gemara blies by Sufik. In other words, the Gemara says svaras both ways. You can't learn out one from the other. There's one svar to say that limud haTorah is more strict, so the maybe the more makeable limud haTorah. And there's also svar to say the opposite way, like we're saying now. And now mishta the more makel here because you're losing money. So to save yourself for money, the rabbanu should be makel. So madach in our mission here with question of saving yourself money. Still the rabbanu only said you could carry from your roof, but not from one roof to another roof. So by Shabbos over there, where you want to empty out your room, you could only put the stuff into your house and not into your neighbor's house. Even though you have an Erev, it's too much of a tircha. So the kids, so we don't know how to learn out our Mishnah from the Mishnah over there. Could we yes learn out? Could we not learn out? It's a suffix. Are the two halachas equal Shabbos to Yom Tov or not? Right. Another shaila now is Hocha Tanan over here. We learned Otanya Lo Yishal Shon Bechevel Bechalinos for Lo Yeridum Derech Solomis. Here in our Mishnah, that we say your ladder lower down your wheat or your barley and your roof through the window, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, it's only where the window is on the floor of the roof. Like you have a roof, and right there on the roof itself is the window. So it's not so much of a bother. You don't have to like pick it up and lower it down. You just have to move it over to the makom of the window and throw it down. But lo yishal shem mechavel b'chalonis. Let's say you have a chalonis, a window. In other words, on top of your roof, there's like a mechitza. There's a wall there on top of your roof, and then in the wall is a window, like our windows here. So in other words, you have to pick up the wheat, and then take it with a string and throw it into the window and lower it down. That's us already. That's too much bother. To have to pick it up and throw it through the window and lower it down, that's awesome. Lo yishalshlem, you can't lower it down the chevel with a string, the chalomis. In the window, that's not a window on the floor of the roof itself, but rather there's a wall there on top of your roof, and in the middle of the wall, like our regular window, that's awesome. Same thing below yiridim derech solomis. You can't lower it down through a sulam, usually means a ladder, or any type of steps, the same thing. If on your roof, you have to walk up steps, in order to throw it down, that's already too much tircha. Once you have to walk upwards and then lower it down, that's too much tircha. The Rabbanan said it's also. It's only mutter if the window is on the floor of the roof itself. So all you have to do is just push over the wheat, let it fall down, that's mutter. So that's the loch of our Mishnah here. Now the Mori asked the question, Hosamai, what's going to be the loch over there by Shabbos? Now there we said again, if you have guests coming over, if you need a place to learn, you're allowed to empty out a room that you have things stored there. What about if you have to take it out by lifting it up, or you know, going up steps? Is it mutter or not? Hocha b'yom tefu d'yosar over here, and now Mishnah by Yom Tefu Rabbanan said it's also the leka bitul beis medrash. Because here it's not such an important thing. It's not a question of not learning Torah here in our Mishnah. So over there, Masechta Shabbos, where you want to have a room to learn Torah in, maybe there they make a leave with the carriage and things out, going up. But over here, where there's no bitul beis medrash, there weren't make a leave. Avul Shabbos, but over there by the Shaila Masechta Shabbos, there the question is, you don't have a place where to learn, so you want to empty out your spare room to make place to learn. Shop a dummy. Maybe they're even allowed to clear it out, even if it means you have to lift up your furniture up a steps or up a ladder. Still it's mutter. Oy duma, maybe no. Hocho dika have said peiros or mataloi the kachavachayma. Madach in our mission here. Well, the question is, you want to lower down your wheat. In order that the rain should not ruin it. So it's a hefsid moment. Still the Rabbanon only said, smutter just to push it down. But to lift it up, it's also awesome over there, Masech the Shabbos. To let a hefsid peris, there it's not a question of losing any money. You're not going to lose anything. It's going to still be the same room. Just you want to empty it out now in order to be able to use it. Is lekoshchen, isn't there a svar for sure, you should not be allowed to lift it up or have to like walk up steps with it. So that's our shiloh. What's the aloch is? Are the same halachas that apply there to Masechta Shabbos apply here to our mission here in Yom Tov? And are the same halachas that apply here in Yom Tov apply to the Mishnah on Shabbos? Yes or no? There are two ways to look at it. It could be there in Shabbos it's more strict, or it could be there in Shabbos it's more lekula. So Gemara says, "Teiku, all these shalos we are all tzlekes. We taka don't know. We'll have to wait till Mashiach comes and Leon never comes to tell us what the halacha is. But so far, to take what's a suffix to us, if you have these svaras." That bitul beis medrash is more chomer, so therefore it's mutter masechta Shabbos. Or else by kert, if here by Yom Tov it's hefsed mamon, and the rabbanon was still not mekel over there by Shabbos also, the rabbanon would not be mekel. So we're obliged by taking on all these shailas we had so far. Then our Mishnah says u'mechatzen asateris. Again, if you had fruits on top of your roof and you see now the rain is coming, it's going to ruin the fruits. You're allowed to cover up your peris, throw over it plastic. Over the peris is mutter. Omar Ula said, "The afilu avira delivna." You know what type of peris is talking about? Afilu avira delivna. Rashi says, "Levenim hasdurim umuktzim lebinyan." We're talking about even on top of your roof now. You have bricks piled up that you want to use these bricks for building purposes. So it comes out these bricks are muksa. Now geshamim noitfin the gesham is raining umisiyarish la yimaychu. Since the bricks are made out of cement, you're afraid if the rain comes down, it'll ruin the bricks. So still, mutal atalto kelum mitzorkun. You're allowed to carry some plastic to cover up these bricks. Ulechaisen to cover them. For lo yamrina, don't say, Since the bricks themselves are mutter, you're not allowed to carry them. Afa kli loy not letzorkon. Maybe even the plastic you can't carry to cover up the bricks. So that Rashi says that's the chiddush of the Gemara. That's ulus chiddush. No, that's the afilu avira de livna. Even if you have these bricks that are piled up one on top of another and they're muksum, still now you're allowed to carry another kli. Since the kli you're carrying is not muksum, you're allowed to carry this plastic in order to cover up, even though you're covering up muksum. That's pashtas mutter, because you're not going to move the muksum. Muksum is only also to move it. Here you're not moving the bricks itself. You just want to move a piece of plastic to throw on top of the bricks. That's mutter. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar no. Teira saruin. Rabbi Yitzchak says no. That our Mishnah says you cover up fruits, it only means literally what it means, what it says. It means fruits that are edible. In other words, since the fruits are not muksa, that's why you're allowed to cover it up. But if you have something that's muksa, Rav Yitzchak Shitur is, you're not allowed to cover it up. The Gemara says, "Be'oz the Rav Yitzchak l'taymei." Rav Yitzchak goes according to his own svara. The Yomer Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak said, here in the Gemara on Shabbos, "Ein kli nitel ela ledovra nitel b'Shabbos." The halach is of moving a keli, even something that's not muksa. You want to move a chair, you want to move a plate, you're only allowed to move it for the purpose of something that you're allowed to move on Shabbos. But let's say in this case here, you want to move a plate just to cover up the bricks. So you're moving the plate, let's serve the brick. Since the brick is not a dovra nitul, you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos, it's muksum. You're not allowed to carry even plates, even chairs, even things that are not muksa, you're not allowed to carry them for the purpose of a dovra muksa. That's a Yitzchak Shita. And kli nitul, you're only allowed to move a kli, a chair or a plate, Ela ledovra nitzu b'Shabbos. Only if it's for the purpose of covering up peiris for something that you're allowed to move on Shabbos, then you can move another kli for that purpose. But to move a kli for the purpose of bricks that are muksa, it's takos according to Rabbi Yitzchak. Therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak says that our Mishnah says you cover up the peiris, it means peiris mamish. And the Gemara soon asked the question, so my kamash lam shita, that the Mishnah already said that you're allowed to take care of your wheat. So pshita you're allowed to cover up mechas and peiris. So what's the chiddush of peiris? Tomorrow says, now Tanam, we learned in our Mishnah, Mechasa Nasa Peres Bekelim. So, Poshet Tadiyak, Peres in Avru Delivna Loi. So, who is a Kash Anula? The Mishnah says only you're allowed to cover up Peres. Mashma only if it's fruits that are edible. Like Rav Yitzchak, who in the Mishnah's Mashma. On something that's edible, you could move, you're allowed to cover it up. But Mashma bricks that are muksa, you're not allowed to cover it up. So, Gemara says, no, that's not a good deal. I'll tell you really, Ula holds, Hu hadin the afilu avira de livna. Even bricks, you're also allowed to cover up. Now, why does the Mishnah say peris? The idea the Tani Reisha, since the beginning of the Mishnah spoke about mashilim peris, you're allowed to lower down your peris on the roof through the window, is Tani Seifa nami mechasin as a peris. Therefore, the Seifa of the Mishnah also says the loch of mechasin, you're allowed to cover up your peris on Yom Tov. But enech nami, if the peris is lav davka fruits, according to law, you even allowed to cover up your bricks that are muksa. Tanan, it says in our Mishnah now, v'chein kade yayin v'chein kade shemen. You're also allowed to cover up the barrels of wine and the barrels of oil. If you have an open barrel of wine on top of your roof, and you see the rain is coming down, it's going to ruin the wine, so you're allowed to take your plastic and cover up the barrel of wine and the barrel of shemen. So Mara says, so the question is, like, pshita. What I saw before means on this part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah first said you cover up peiros. So okay, then it says v'chein kadiyan. Like, what's the chiddush? Pshita. Madach, if you let it cover up peiros, wine is the same thing like peiros. Why does the Mishnah have to say another case for? So Marin says hochav amayaskinon betivla. At the chiddush of kadei shemen and kadei yain is talking about where the shemen and yain is tevel. You did not take off the trumas and maisis yet. So even though you're not allowed to eat them, they're like muksa. We're talking about the wine is tevel. You didn't take off trumas and maaseris. So you're not allowed to move the wine. Still, like Ula holds, you're allowed to cover up the kadayan and the kadayshemen. So mill is good, like the Mishnah Zarayat Ula. So Mahochinam is tabu, there's also a svar like that. The Saka Daitach, kadayan and the kadayshemen, Tatera, if the Mishnah means literally, really, just wine and shemen that you're allowed to eat, Hotoni Laresha Paris, the Mishnah already said you're allowed to cover up the fruits you have on top of your roof. So, what do you have to say a second time for barrels of wine also? Somar says, no, that wouldn't be a good rayatullah. I tell you, kade yain v'kade sherman itzvichle. No, I need a chiddush. The Mishnah has to say two things. Even though it says you cover up the fruits, it also has to say you can cover up the barrels of wine and sherman. Why? I would have thought, lehefsin rubechoshu. If there's a big loss involved, then the Rabbanan said it's mutter. If you have your wheat and your barley on top of the roof, the whole purpose is that it should dry out. If it's going to rain and become wet, you lose the whole purpose. You're ruining your barley, you're ruining your wheat. So you're ruining it. That's a big hefsin. For that, the Rabbanan said, you're allowed to bother and cover it up. But lehefsin mutlechoshu. Just to cover up the barrel of wine and oil, that's not such a big hefsin. Like, even if the water goes into the oil, it doesn't ruin it. You'll throw out the water later. Mashmah, the water also, the water will stay on top. It won't ruin that much the wine. So therefore, since the water won't ruin that much the wine, there's not that much of a hefsid. It's only a small loss. So maybe for a small loss, you're not allowed to make a tirch, you can't bother. Kamashmah, no. Even just for the purpose of saving the kadayayin, it's also mutter. Right. So Mela, it could be it's not a rayatula. So the kids, that's the machlekes, Ula and Rabbi Yitzchak, does our Mishnah even mean things that are muksa? You're allowed to cover them up? Or according to Rabbi Yitzchak, no. Only when the peiros and the kadosh shemen is edible, that's when you're allowed to cover it up. Tanan, we learned like this, noistnin kli tachas hadlach b'shabbos. If you have, like, rainwater, you have a leak in the ceiling and rainwater is raining in, so you're allowed to put a kli, a pitcher, underneath the rainwater to catch it, even on Shabbos. There's a kashan of Yitzchak. Poshid, the rainwater that's leaking in is dirty water. That's like muks, you can't use it for anything. Still, it says you're allowed to carry your pitcher in order to catch the water, not the dirty house. So Gemarain says, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, I tell you, but laf haroy. No, we're talking about the rainwater is not dirty rainwater that you can't use. It's talking about rainwater that you could use. Rashi says, shein slulim, that clear water, or ruin lebehema, a kopon, you give it to the animal to eat, to drink. So therefore, since this rainwater could be used, it's not muksadika rainwater. So therefore, even according to Rabbi Yitzchak, it's good. You're allowed to move the pitcher in order to save the water, like not to ruin your house. Toshima, come and bring another raya. We have halacha in Shabbos that person machtzolis agabe levonim b'Shabbos. The isim ibinyona. If after you finish building your house, you have leftover bricks, you're allowed to cover them up. Again, if you see it's going to start raining and the water will ruin the bricks, you're allowed to cover up the bricks. So the Chur Kasher is, it's Muksa. And the Gemara Nochem, all the Chazi L'mazgo Layu. Maybe she said, Nachzol Agabi Lavonim B'Shabbos. So the Chur of Poshe Lavonim bricks are Oymet to build with, it's Muksa. So Gemara answers, no. The Aysam Ibidyonim. It's talking about after you finish building your house, you have leftover bricks that you're not going to use anymore for building. The Chazi L'mazgo Layu. Now they're fit to be used because you can sit on them. You can use it for a chair. So since it's fit to be used, they're not Muksa. Therefore, even according to Rav Yitzchak, it's good. You're allowed to cover up these bricks because you could use it. It's not muksa. Toshima, come and bring another raya. Porosin machtzolish, you're allowed to throw mats agabe yavonim b'Shabbos on top of stones on Shabbos. So poshet stones are muksa. So since it's muksa, how are you allowed to carry these mats to cover it up according to Rav Yitzchak? So Mora says, no, it's talking about special stones. The Yavona Mekuzolo, special sharp stones, the Chazin Lebeis HaKisei. You could use it to wipe yourself in Lebeis HaKisei. The Mara's times they didn't have paper, they used to use stones to wipe themselves. So a kid says, called the Kli, therefore it's not Muksa, therefore even according to Rabbi Yitzchak, you're allowed to cover up these stones, it's something usable. Toshima coming here. Person Machtzolos Agabe Kiveres Devorim. You're allowed to throw a mat over the beehives. If you have a Bishabbos on Shabbos. If it's too sunny, you don't want the sun to ruin the honey, you're allowed to cover up the beehive. And if it's raining, you don't want the water to ruin it, so you're allowed to cover it up. But you should not have in mind when you want to throw your mat over the beehive to capture the bees inside it. But that's also on Shabbos, not allowed to capture. You can't do it so, you can't be mechavin lotzen. But if you don't have in mind to capture it, you just want to throw the mat over the beehive to save it from the water, from the sun, that's mutter. So the Chur Kasher is a beehive, it's muksa, you have no use for it right now. So since it's muksa, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, how can you allow to throw a mat over it? So Gemara says, no, hosam na medikat vash. I tell you, it's not an empty beehive. I tell you, there's some honey in the beehive. So since there's honey there, that honey is edible, you could eat the honey. So therefore, the beehive is not muksa, it's called the beehive that's usable. Therefore, you're allowed to cover it up. Omalei Rav Ukva Mimeshon the Rav Ashi that Hot Tenech, that's a good answer. Be Moisachama in the summertime. In the summertime, that's when the bees come and make honey. There's a lot of honey there. The Ikad Vash in the summertime, you have a lot of honey there. What are you going to say about the winter time? In the rainy season, the winter time, there's no honey there. You empty it out, the bees don't make no honey then. So what can you say then? Then there's no honey. So it smokes to the beehive. And the Brisa Pasha said, you'll have to cover it up. So the Habimina, it means not the rainy days of the summer, but it means the rainy days of the winter, the time that it always rains. So how come you'll have to cover it up then? Then the beehive should be muksa. So Gemara says, "Lo'nitzucho elo li'oson shtei chalis." At all times, you always like to leave over two chalis. Mean like, you ever see a beehive inside? It's what they call cones. Yeah, two cones of honey. The last two cones you always leave over. Why? Because you want the bees to be around it to be able to eat from. They should have what to eat from. So there are always two cones you always leave over of honey there. Therefore, since there's always honey inside the beehive, therefore it's not called muksa. For at the Gemara, no, what are you talking about? Oysan shtei chalis muksa saying. Those last two cones of honey, you don't have ever in mind to take it for yourself to use. You always want to leave it there that the bees should eat from it. So again, it's muksa. It's not fit for you to use. It's not fit for you to use. Those things should be muksa. So according to Rav Yitzchak, how are you allowed to throw the mats over the beehive? So my answer is, talk about my askinon shechisha v'aleim. Said, no, before Shabbos you have in mind that on this Shabbos you plan to eat those two cones of honey. Even though usually you leave over the two cones of honey for always, that the bees should have what to eat, you had in mind no to eat from it. But let's say you did not have in mind to eat from the honey before Shabbos. My, what do you want to say? Then also, and then taka the beehive is muksa, and according to Rabbi Yitzchak, you're not allowed to throw the mat over the beehive. That's what it should come out. So if that's true, the Gemara says, Adetoni. What does the Brisa have to say? Ubavach lo yischavelotzen. The Brisa says you're allowed to throw the mat over the beehive, whether it's sunny, whether it's rainy. The only time it's osur is don't have in mind to capture them. Mashma, that's the only time it's osur. For the Gemara, better. Lift lug v'listen v'bidido. The Gemara should make a difference, not only by capturing it, but even in the ikra locho, when are you allowed to throw the mat over to cover it up? The medevor amurim like this. When are you allowed to throw the mat over the beehive to cover it? Shechisha v'aleim. Only in the case that before Shabbos you had in mind to use the honey. So therefore the beehive is not called muksa. Since it's not called muksa, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, you're allowed to throw your mat over the beehive to cover it. But let's say before Shabbos you did not have in mind to use those two cones of honey. So also, it comes out then the beehive is muksa. Since it's muksa, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, you're not allowed to move anything with serfs or muksa, you're not allowed to cover it up. So why does the Brice have to say the only time it's osur? If you have in mind to capture them, even when you don't have in mind to capture them, but it's only mutter in the condition that you have in mind to use the honey. If you don't have in mind to use the honey, it's muksa, it should be osur. So Gemara says, Einachnam Yochikom. Here's what the Brice means to say. Afal pisha chishavaleim. It's not true what you're saying. Yochilik is true. But the Brice wants to say another difference. That even in the case when you had in mind to use this honey before Shabbos, so then it's not muksa. Then you are allowed to throw the mat over the beehive. Still, obavach lo yiskavin lotzit. But make sure you don't have intentions of capturing the bees. Because capturing the bees is also to do on Shabbos. That's awesome. So Mar says, Nabamaya kim tok Yab Yehuda. What do you want as that sign our brice here? Nukura goes according to Yab Yehuda Shita. So Rashi says, Kolayma. Midhevla latrutza reisha manu Yab Shimin, the less le muksa. There's a Gemara according to the Pasha Teretz that this price that goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita that doesn't know for muksa. Why don't the Gemara answer that? The Gemara says the beehive is muksa. It's only because of the honey. So Mashmah, this price that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita that Rabbi Yehuda is the one that display muksa. Rabbi Yehuda also muksa. That's why we have to answer why is the beehive mutter to carry the cover only because there's honey there and you had in mind to use the honey. But if you didn't have in mind to use the honey, then the beehive is taka muksa. That goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. If so, the Gemara asks, a sefer. What does the sefer here say? This brayso, ubavach lo yiskavin lotzud. You should not have in mind when you throw the mat over the beehive to capture the bees. So mashma lemaisi, you are capturing them. Just since you don't have in mind, it's ainim eschavin, it's mutter. Who does that go like? Also, the Rabbi Shimon. That goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. The Omer, Rabbi Shimon always says that a dovish ainim eschavin mutter. If you're not mischavin to do the yisr, in a case where it's not a psikration, it doesn't have to happen. If you don't have a mind to do it, it's mutter according to Rabbi Shimon. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, since if you capture it, you did the maaseh seder, it's also according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if you don't have intentions. So how could the bride say not to have intentions, mashma without intentions is mutter? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also. So you have to say it goes according to Reb Shimon? It's according to Modna Maisa.